There we go. Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're also on eSETI Stargate, on Rumble, on VMO, and YouTube. So we put all the links out so everybody can check out the other, where else we're being recorded. A lot of our stuff we haven't posted on YouTube, which is interesting because we keep getting the red flag or the down whatever, take you down program. But I guess there is a Supreme Court ruling, just, or some major court, I'm not sure where they said that they don't have the right to censor like they're doing. So we'll see where that goes. But that's going to be interesting. We'll probably get back up again. So much going on right now. I don't even know where to start. But I wanted to start with, on a show probably 2 years ago, I think. it was at least 2 years ago. We were talking about how there's a plan, and that Xi Jinping, Putin, and Trump, and Modi, and the Saudi prince, and a whole bunch of others were all working together, and they're going to go up against a very dark force that's had us in bondage for God knows how long. It's part of a white hat planetary liberation force. This force is multidimensional. So the space fleet's involved, higher dimensional beings are involved. Iron Mountain is involved. They're all involved in this. And so, the towel's been thrown in, it's go time. So you're going to start seeing a lot of things happening, and happening very quickly. So time to buck up and get ready. We are going to go through some trying times. Some people are saying it's only 10 days. I would just plan for longer. If you can, plan for longer. There's so many things going on, but I wanted to tell you, there's a lot. I really highly recommend listening to Putin. I'm going to get a red flag on that one. Listen to his speeches. Everything he's saying in there is 100% true. The Nazis never went away. They're entrenched in the Ukraine. The bioweapons there, and that whole NATO network is all part of that. And they're highly entrenched in Ukraine. And the people that have actually sold out America are the ones pushing this war and trying to send billions and billions of dollars over there. And in the face of the Florida hurricane, they just sent another $13 billion over there and kind of ignored the people in Florida, seriously. And then the vice president comes out and says the people of color are going to get their money first. I mean, talk about prejudice, or being prejudiced. That's like unbelievable. I go, come on. There's a lot of poor white folks out there, too, that they shouldn't be punished because of their skin color or ethnicity. But and it goes on and on and on. But and right now, all I can say is it's kabuki theater. You can't, with a rational mind, watching these people operate and the things that they say and their actions are just beyond anything you can imagine. They're either the most incredibly stupid people on the planet, or this is all theater to show people how stupid their programs are. And this whole new world, or and the Green New Deal, and everything else that they're pushing. The Green New Deal is just a huge heist. You know, it has nothing to do. You know, if these guys are all for the Green New Deal and the environment, why'd they just blow up a huge gas line? You know what that's pumping into the atmosphere right now? And so, you know, first guys to say we didn't do it was the CIA. And Brennan, guess what? Usually the first one that claims I didn't do it did it. You know, so anyway, there's a lot more to that story, but that's all going to unfold. And I really listen. There's some great people out there. Scott McKay on Patriot Street Fighter, Rodriguez. There's so many coming to mind that are coming out with all this stuff. I know I'm missing. I'm brain farting on some of the other names, but really check out these alternative channels. I mean, they are covering what's really going on. And I've talked about this years ago. I talked about there's a multidimensional war going on. It's between the grays and the reptilians and serpent beings and the gray alliance versus the white hats and the Pleiadians and the Orion Council of Light and the Sirians and Arcturians and Andromedans. And all of those are coming into play right now. So the Earth has been under quarantine for quite some time. And people ask me, has the Earth been sealed? Is it in quarantine? And I said, well, it's not to keep people from going out. Well, it is. I mean, it's not to keep other entities from coming in. It's really to keep other entities from getting off the planet. And because they've sealed them in, this is their last hurrah. You know, we're the outermost corner of the Milky Way galaxy. We're on the boondocks, and this is where all these tyrants fled and all these degenerate entities. Now the cleanup has begun. So the vast, I'd say probably 90% or more of the dumps have been cleaned out, the deep underground bases. And a lot of them have just been taken over because they're being repurposed by the white hats. And that's underway on a huge scale. You know, Italy has also thrown their towel into the mix, you know. So all these countries are losing their leaders. And so that last thing that they did where they blew up the pipelines, that just screwed Europe. And the European leaders that are still promoting this nonsense are going to be going down because they're not providing food, shelter, heat, clothing, everything. The people are going to revolt, and it doesn't have to be this way. It's by their actions that it's happening. It's not anybody else. So, and especially people still pushing clot shot. Anybody pushing the clot shot now should be, they're participating in murder. There are so many people that are dying right now because of that and having severe side effects and everything else. And when they're going after the children, that's inhuman, and that they're going to pay for it. That's the last straw. So anyway, it's go time. And I don't know if anybody watched Trump's speech where he had the American flag, and it was basically the pirate flag, you know, saying we're done. No more Mr. Nice Guy. We're not taking any prisoners. Surrender now, give up, or we're going to take you out. You're not going to have a lawyer. You're not going to hide behind any diplomatic immunity or anything else. You're going to experience, you know, the wrath of the people. People are getting educated around the world. They're seeing the writing on the wall. They're seeing the consequences of these leadership that have sold their souls and sold out their people. And so, you know, the people are revolting around the world, and that's what we're seeing right now. So it's going to get crazy. It's going to get chaotic. And there's a lot more to the story. So I wanted to cover that. The energy's coming in. It's like, this is Earth's evolution right now. The Earth, she's moving through a highly energized place in space. We've never been there before. So what that does, that makes the veils between worlds come down and become very thin. And that's why people are being attacked by all these unseen negative entities. Those are astral beings. They're serpent beings. They're grays, reptilians, royal reptilians, a lot of these in Jen, you know, a lot of these entities are just coming out of the woodwork right now and attacking people. I just got attacked big time today. I got hit in the neck really hard, and it took me a while to get this thing off me. I have no idea. haven't had time to even figure out what it was, but they feed off the pain. They feed off the suffering. They hang out around hospitals and war zones and they just feed off of all that, these entities. And so people are going to get a crash course in multidimensional mind, you know, or, you know, we're going to have to learn how to heal these unseen negative influences. And again, it's in my books. All of my books have that information in them. If you go to eSETI.org, get the books, or there is a site, a place on the site you can go to. It says healing unseen negative influences and start using those techniques to help clear your family, your friends, clear the planet, do them as group consciousness. There's world and healing. There's world and personal healing meditations on the site. And I highly recommend, these are very, very ancient, very powerful techniques. They work. And so use them and believe in them and believe in yourself. And the more you believe in them and believe in yourself, the more powerful they are. So they do work. And every once in a while you get a really nasty one. So you just got to do more healings and call in some of the big guns. And so you might have to call in the archangels, you know, the Andromedans, the Syrian lion beings, and some of these other guys to really do a little slice and dicing and get rid of these guys, you know. But they're out there, they're wreaking havoc, and they're really coming after a lot of people. And they're creating all this disinformation, misinformation, the disunity, the fighting, you know, in the truth movements. They're bringing out the fighting in the UFO community, the fighting in the spiritual communities. A lot of all this nonsense, the separation against us, gossip, you know, backstabbing, all this stuff, they're the ones behind this. And they've hooked into some people that are not who you think they are. So I would be wise, be careful, and realize that you can make your own personal connection with Creator, and you can make your own contact with these higher dimensional beings. And any higher dimensional being is going to empower you to make your own personal contact with Creator, Source, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, if they create go-betweens, then you might want to change channels, you know, not work with these guys. But, you know, we're in it big time. There's going to be a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of friends and family that are going to be falling, you know, by the wayside. You know, do what you can to help them. And sometimes you just have to cut. You have to cut the cords and move on, you know, because they've made choices. It's their free will. You can't trespass on it. And it's their lessons, and they are eternal souls, and they're going to experience what they need to experience, you know. And as much as we try to mitigate those experiences and alleviate some of those harsh experiences, that sometimes we're enabling and sometimes we're getting in the way and not allowing these experiences to happen. So it's what they need in their soul to you know, to boost themselves up and get going, you know. But there are some people that just don't want to heal. They don't want to go to the next level. They don't want to rise to the occasion. And that's okay. They're going to have a tough time, you know, with these energies coming in. And they're their own worst enemies. You don't have to do anything to them because they're doing it to themselves. And so... So anyway, you're going to see a huge acceleration in the karma, you know, in the action reaction. You're going to see an acceleration in all the unhealed negative influences are going to be amplified. You know, all the wounds and traumas, wrong conclusions from past experience are being amplified. You know, the unfinished business is coming up, and you know, watch your dreams, watch your feelings, be really aware of your surroundings, you know, wherever you go, because there is a lot of clearing that needs to be done. And we came for this, you know, we all signed up for this. Some signed up just to finish out some karma, but some signed up to be part of the awakening healing process. You know, we're planetary liberators, and that's why we came here. All right. So I want to clear up some things. There is the Orion Council of Light. Now, it's very different from the Orion Alliance. The Orion Council of Light, their ancient ancestors were from Lyra, and they settled into the Orion system, the Pleiades system, and the Hades system before they came to Earth, Mars, and Maldek. So, or Melona, depends on which culture you come from. But Melona's blown up. It's the asteroid belt right now. And one of the other questions, I'm going to cover these other two questions too before I get into the question and answer thing. The biggest one people keep asking me is the Earth flat? No, it's not. Maybe in the second dimension it is, not on this one. So anyway, if you'd have a straight line on an eclipse, you wouldn't have a round line on an eclipse. So that right there just nullifies it. And there's been a lot of experiments done. The Earth is round. It's actually not even round. It's more like pear-shaped, you know. It's not exactly round like they'd like you to believe. And a lot of these things we're seeing with NASA is now getting busted. You know, they have places in India and they have places in Arizona that look very desolate. And that's their backdrop for their Mars Explorer missions and all this other stuff. They had one, I'm trying to remember where that was. They had one and they showed in the background and they blurred it out to look like rocks. And when you zoomed into it, it was like a couple people on camels and horses and things like that. So busted big time, you know, this is big time bust. You know, and the moon, all the props around the moon, the props falling down. I think there are several things that went on the moon. I think there was a lot was done in the studio, and there could have been a launch as well. You know, who knows? They could have launched and gone to the moon, but I think a lot of it was done in a studio, and that's been proven. Kubrick was involved in that. And I think that was either in case the other one failed or to just put on a good show for more financing. Who knows? I don't know what the reasons for that are. But the moon is not what you think. The moon, in our ancient history, there was no moon. And then there was two moons, and then there was one moon. Now, the moon, in order to maintain its orbit the size that it is impossible. It was spun out a long time ago. It's too heavy. So the reason it didn't spin out is because it's hollow and it's a base. So I believe it was one of the first terraforming bases that came here. And they're doing a lot of terraforming from it. It got taken over by the reptilians. And from my understanding, it's been taken back. And there's just a lot of heinous stuff coming from the moon and being done on the moon and projections from the moon. So from my understanding, that's done. You know, they've taken it back and they're in there. I've heard different stories about how the reptilians tried to take it back again. That may have happened. But from our sources, there's just some pockets there. Left, you know, on the moon, there were some negative factions, and there's still some little pockets that they're cleaning out. But anyway, good. I'm glad that's over with, hopefully. But anyway, then, you know, again, you're going to have 10 different sources telling you 10 different stories. So I'm just giving you what our sources say. That's the problem with the world of spirit and the higher dimensional beings. And you can get a lot of interference and a lot of faker spirits and a lot of other things jump in. And if you haven't had training, you don't know how to heal unseen negative influences and maintain sacred space, they're going to get in and muddy the water and create all this disinformation and things like that, which is big time going on. I mean, it is unbelievable. Some of the stuff people are coming out with. So anyway, the Earth is not flat. And also too, the moon is hollow. It's a base. It's always been a base. And, you know, who knows, they might move it out and put something else there in the future. Or I know it's been reclaimed. So we'll see what's going on there. I'm trying to think of, I think I've got most of the things I wanted to cover. One of the things I wanted to talk about too is that there are fleets of ships over the Ukraine. And over Europe, and people are asking why, you know. It's because they won't allow a nuclear war. And so everybody, that whole nuclear war threat and everything else is just to throw people in fear, but it's also to sponsor, to inspire people to wake up and figure out what's going on. The people pushing for war are not the ones you want to follow, you know. You know, the ones that, like the Ukraine was saying, you need to nuke Russia right away. If they even think about war, you need to nuke them now, you know. So they're pushing for, you know, of course, they've got the Azov battalion, the Nazis and everything else. NATO is heavily entrenched with Nazis. So is NASA. So is the CIA. And so there's a mass cleanup going on. And So you're going to see some really crazy stuff going on, but it's not what you think. Just take whatever the mainstream media tells you and flip it. And that's really what's going on. So, but I would really, before you jump to conclusions and before you freak out and go into judgment and send another bazillion dollars over to Russia, to the Ukraine, and it totally ignore the people in Florida that are just getting slammed and drowning and dying and losing everything they have. And while our leadership is just berating them and saying that's your global warming lesson, you know, you might want to rethink what's really going on here, because, you know, a true leader doesn't punish their people. Come on. You know, they serve the people. And if they don't follow their agenda, they think they need to be taken out or punished. And I can guarantee you that hurricane was steered and it was energized. So it was not a normal hurricane. And it was steered and energized. Why? Because Florida's bucked the system. They've called them out on their crap. And so, you know, they're going to use their toys to punish those who don't go along, you know, with the game. But anyway, that's going to come to a close here pretty quick. But there's just a lot of mysteries. This is like Atlantis and Lemuria all over again. The Atlanteans had extreme technology. They used it to overpower, control, and dominate, inspire their own people until it took them out finally. And so we're reenacting that same thing. The Lemurians rose up and said, hey, you're breaking universal law. You guys are acting like a bunch of tyrants. You know, we're not going to put up with it. So hey, actually, the Lemurians actually brought a meteor in and slammed Atlantis. So you know what happened to Atlantis. They said enough of that. You know, but Atlantis already melted down a lot of their cities. So anyway, that's an old story. There's a lot of stories in the past that are trying to be twisted and revisited and things like that. And so beware of that too. You know, it's you know, that the game here was go to Earth, you know, do a few miracles that are really technology, and they would worship you as gods. And then you've got, you know, the fatted calves, you've got their women, you've got the Earth B&B going, and you leave your offspring, you know, leave a few kids and leave. And that's been going on for a long time. And some of the gods, like little g gods, the bearded gods, they love the people. You know, they're very loving, generous beings, very enlightened beings. And they just did their thing down here. And others were genocidal tyrants and maniacs, and they did their thing too. So again, you know, it's like we have to stop behaving like primitive people and wake up and realize our true history and what's really going on. So we, you know, we have the genes of the gods along with an Earth human that was here previously. So when I say gods, I'm talking about the bearded gods, the visitors, the colonies that came here, not the ultimate god, which is the unseen god, which the Lemurians worship. They saw the creator in everything and everyone, and it was the unseen god. And they said it's too vast. It's just too vast. It's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. It's multidimensional. It goes on for infinitely. So anyway, you know, we're starting to realize that we can actually connect to that force and use that force, you know, to gain knowledge and wisdom and everything else. I'm going to get to the questions here. I've got to do a little technology thing here. Bear with me. I'm all alone, and weird things happen when I play with technology. So I'm trying to do my best here. Anyway, so I'm going to go through some of the questions, and I might have already answered some of them. Somebody said, have you ever heard of the cannabis plant? And does it come from the Pleiades? The cannabis plant, I'll tell you the origin of the cannabis plant. It was put here because when there's a lot of creation going on here, the first thing was the mineral kingdom, and then the plant kingdom, and then the herbivores. And then the herbivores just got out of hand. There's everywhere, and they're just chomping down everything, and there's just too many of them. So they created the carnivores, and the creator gods that were doing this were, and if you look at the Bible, gods is always plural. Elohim is plural, And there is a supreme overlord, but they always say gods. So this will make tie into that. So when they created the carnivores to balance out the herbivores, because they're just eating everything and destroying everything, they had no concept of pain and suffering and fear and, you know, hot, cold, all that stuff, because they weren't physical. And so they create, when they created this, they're just like, okay, how do we balance the system out? And the earth is that way today. The same balance is here today. But so anyway, when they took on the body, when they finally took on a body so they could walk among their creations, they started getting munched by the carnivores, and they go, oh man, that hurt, you know? And then they've experienced fear, and they experienced all these other emotions and hot and cold. And then that blocked them from getting back to their original source. And so they kept ending up in the astral levels and the other lower levels. They had to incarnate and lose that and heal that and go on. So anyway, that's more of the earth story. So anyway, one of the things they created was cannabis, and the cannabis would grow along the rivers. And so an animal that got munched by a carnivore, hurt, or wounded would actually go and eat the cannabis and stand in the river, so they wouldn't go into shock. And so that is the origin of cannabis. You know, it was to relieve the pain and the shock of the wounds and traumas. And I think it's been greatly overused right now. Now it's being used to mask emotional pain and trauma and avoid or stay in denial and not heal that. And so it has its purpose. It has some incredible healing abilities. It has a lot of things, but, you know, we need to use it very respectfully and use it in the right way. So anyway, that's that story. I think I just lost my feed. Let me see. Try this again. We got it. Okay, next question. Are you familiar with Tai Chi Gong practice? Was it created by Boganathar or Lao Tzu? Thanks, James. A lot of stuff goes back to Lao Tzu. And, you know, I am not sure about that particular. We do Yi Gong, which is one of the most ancient practices. It's a very simple practice with the elements, you know, the earth, fire, water, and air. And meditation practices, you know, where you sit and you hold a ball and you lift your heels up off the ground, but which is the perfect position for energy to run through your body. But as long as the other practices, I'll just be honest with you, my left brain, when I had the near-death experiences, it got worse. But the second one, my left brain just, boom, gone. And so a lot of the training and the words and the different chakra systems and all the Sanskrit stuff that I used to know is just like out the window. So and now I just work on direct knowing, where you just know, and so work on the energy, what it feels like. So the left brain kind of shuts down, the right brain goes wide open after near death experience with a lot of people, and that happened with me. So you're going to see I'm really bad with time. I'm not a detail person, but I get the overall picture, the bigger picture of what's going on. And so we can go after that. So how does gravity work? I've heard from multiple sources, gravity is really a push, not a pull. Gravity clearly acts on mass, but does a mass actually generate a gravitational field? How does gravity work inside the whole earth? I've heard a lot of different theories, and it doesn't matter if it's a push or a pull. Like mass, you're going to be either pushed against the mass, or you're going to be pulled down to the mass. And if you have mass and the hollow earth, you're going to have, if it's pulling you on the inside, it's going to pull you down to the ground there on the inside of the earth. So if you're on the outside of the earth, it's going to pull you to the surface there. So, or push, whatever way you want to explain it. But so either way, you know, is it people that go down in the caves, does gravity stop? No. Go deep in some of these caves, you still have gravity, actually have more pressure. But you know, so it just doesn't work the way people think. Oh, if you go on the inner earth, you're going to be floating around, and you know, there's no gravity and things like that. It just doesn't work that way. Okay, here's another one. How do we have an update on CERN? Kristen, I have not even looked into CERN lately. I know they keep trying to open gates and doors, and they've been stopped. You know, one time they opened a gate and something came through and killed a bunch of them. And then next time they opened up, all these masters were standing there kind of going, you know, so we'll see where that goes. But they're doing all they can to open up into the lower fourth dimension, where a lot of their ancient malevolent dictators still reside. And they've been put on ice. You know, a lot of them are totally bound. They're not going anywhere. So good luck. You can try to open those things and bring your leader back. It's not going to happen. You know, there are, you know, seven dimensional beings that are stepping in, you know, like the queen. You know, everybody heard that little tidbit on YouTube, you know, where somebody's flying over in a helicopter and they hear this voice like, we can't bring her back. You know, she's trapped, you know, like, of course she's trapped, you know, they're not letting her back, you know? So the higher dimensional being stepped in and said, nope, not coming back. You can do all the rituals you want. She's not coming back. You're done. So anyway, can you explain where light language comes from? You know, she's talking about she was attacked by demonic beings, and then she started praying in a different language, and the attack stopped. Saw golden beings of light by my doorway. But anyway, there are, you know, there's a lot of ancient Lemurian prayers, like one is like Aum Amaruz, and it goes Miatu Bidi. And that means like you're saying, Father, Mother, God, I love you, come to me. And so there's a lot of old, you know, Om Mani Padme Hum. There's a lot of Tibetan languages, Sanskrit prayers and things like that that come out. And, you know, we've been so many different things in other lifetimes. A lot of that information comes out, you know, in light language and things like that. So it's really different. You know, I've seen people chanting Mongolian stuff, you know, where they just were gone. You know, the person I knew was gone, and all of a sudden they're doing these Mongolian chants and stuff like that. So could be coming from different places. And I think it's really important when you're working with light language to really set aside your ego. Don't use it as a badge, you know, because that's going on as well. But, you know, just really come from the heart and make sure you're bringing in the information as clear as possible. You know, I speak light language every time I smash my finger or something, you know, I say some words that don't exist. I don't know where they come from, but anyway, that can come out as light language. Next one is, she's asking me, do you know anything about the lamasery at Darchen, Tibet? I've heard about it. I'm not sure who's there. I could look into it. I have Lama friends and things. I could look into that, but I need a little forenotice on that one. But no, right now I don't, but I could find out. Aloha, James. What is a clear sign or event that people can see that proves that the dark hats are losing control? I tell you one clear sign, the ships in the sky. And there are photographs coming to me here in Hawaii that massive, massive light ships over the coast here, and people are getting these photographs, and some of them I can't use yet because I have to get permission. But seeing a lot of that here at the ranch, at Isei Ranch in Washington State, the ships are there big time, and the inner earth is coming out. All these guys are coming out. So I think if you rise to the occasion and you seek out that experience, you're going to have it. But if you don't, if you just want to do, you know, the muggle thing, the status quo, and you're going to say none of this exists. And you're right, because that's your world. That's the world you've created. That's what you've initiated, you know, into your life. So it's out there. There's so many things going on. We just need to pay attention. But, you know, when I saw those fleets over the Ukraine, I just went, okay, we're good. You know, we're good. They've got things under control. So certain things have to work themselves out. It doesn't mean they're going to come in and everybody's going to start singing Kumbaya and eat goji berries and drink chai drinks or something like this in the streets. Things have to work themselves out. So, and they are, but the energy behind this is beyond, it's unstoppable. So it is going to happen. And again, don't worry about the nuclear war. No, it's not going to happen. you know, good luck with that. They know where everything is, the higher dimensional beings, and they have technology beyond our wildest dreams. Okay, next one. Do you know anything about the solar flash? I've covered that before. I think I wouldn't wait for just one main event, because the sun is going nuts right now. And there's a huge coronal hole aiming at us right now. And the solar winds are just really cranking like crazy. So there is a lot of activity from the sun. We're getting a lot of coronal mass ejections and flares. It's continuous. It's exponentially. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And eventually we might have the big flash, you know, a Carrington effect or whatever. It could go into that. But I think there's a lot of little flashes. And which brings us to our next story. Like Babaji said, that some of these people are going to get hit by this energy like a feather and some like a brick, depending on if you've risen, you know, in consciousness and your frequencies are up. So which brings the next question. Please talk more about Babaji. I love Babaji. Babaji is awesome. I've spent a lot of time working with Babaji. He's probably one of the most balanced masters I've worked with. And a lot of people had a hard time telling whether he's male or female. And Mataji, too, his consort or whatever, is the same. And very beautiful beings. My little screen's going off here. I'll keep working. But I've had out-of-body experiences where I've gone to a retreat, a place where they live in Tibet, and what's in the mountains up there, and I'm not even sure where I was, but it's a beautiful cave, and it's heated by thermal, and there's little waterfalls in there, and water, fresh water, and everything, and he has a group of people with him, and so I did spend some time, you know, there. I was going there in the out of body and having, you know, experiencing teachings and things like that. So Babaji is a beautiful being, and I highly recommend they come together as a merged vibration of Baba Jesus. It's a blend of East and West where they've combined their energies, and they can do that on that other level, and they can come in and work together. So we need to start coming together and blend East and West. And, you know, when you get into all the different cultures, it doesn't matter, the Hawaiian culture here, the Native American cultures here, you talk to the elders, they all know we came from the stars, and the stars are coming, but here, you know, so they're all aware of that. They're aware of this shift going on, the changes. So, you know, they're all working together. All this division game that's going on, that's perpetuated by, you know, the New World Order boys, global elite, deep state, whatever you want to call them. They're the ones perpetuating all this division game. And you can see, you know, watch the big kabuki theater going on. All they're doing is showing how insane they are and creating as much division as possible. So anyway, this lamestream news, I mean, Fox News is doing a pretty good job, but they're not going all the way. They're just covering part of it. And they wish they'd do the deep dives and go further. But again, you know, there's, I guess, is it David Rodriguez? I'm not sure. The Scott with the Patriot Channel. I'm brain farting when I have these people right in front of my face and I'm thinking of them. They're doing a really good job out there. The X-22 report is really good. And just, you know, go and check them. There's some women out there that are doing some great things that I'm brain farting on. But you know, just do a search for alternative news and they'll pop up. Boy, I don't know why, but it's like, it's just been a rough day, so I'm brain farting a lot today. I've been up since 5 and just had one fire to put out after another, after another, after another. And so it'll pop into me later, and I'll probably through the middle of the show, I'll go, oh, yeah, that's her, you know, and say. But I've had a lot of these people on my show, so you can go into old shows, and they're all on there. Let me see. Here's a good one. Was Hurricane Ian weather controlled, aimed for Florida, or just weather? No, it was controlled. I'm sure it was. Dane Wigginton, check out his. I think he just did a thing on that. I haven't had a chance to see it, but he understands that technology and how they're using it. And, you know, there's technology that could be powered by a 9-volt battery that you could drop in the middle of these hurricanes and it would kill them right there. It would stop. And we could use our Doppler radar to stop them. We could push them back out to sea. We can use HAARP to stop them. There's so many ways of stopping that we could totally control the weather right now. So there's no reason for this to happen other than some other program going on, which is pure insanity. So anybody that would steer a hurricane and terrorize that many people and create that much destruction, you got to know what kind of forces you're dealing with. These people are not human. So there's so much inhumanity on the earth right now. It's because there's a lot of non-human influence. And if you look at their rituals and what they do and what they do to people and what they're doing to kids and everything else, you realize this is definitely non-human. And right now they don't want me talking about this because I can feel them smacking me in the neck and the back of the head. So trying to space me out, but not going to work. Wow, that was interesting. But anyway, a lot of heat just came in. I can probably see it in my face. My whole body got all hot. So we'll get rid of them. But I can split my conscience. I can keep doing the show. And the other part of me is doing the clearings and clearing them out at the same time. So, you know, when you're really good, you can do like 8 things at once and it doesn't matter. It goes, what does it actually mean when someone sold his soul for fame and fortune? Well, you're doing the bidding of the global elite and you're pushing all these programs, these Green New Deal programs and all this other nonsense that they're doing. That's that you can tell these people, especially if you're pushing the shot and things like that, you know, these people are either probably the most critical thinking, research impaired people on the planet, or they're just plain evil. There's no two other ways around it. So those are the two choices they get to pick, you know, just incredibly stupid or evil. You know, you can't, the information's out there. It's been out there for a long time and we put it out there. We've warned people from day one and we've gotten a lot of crap for it. But anyway, yeah, they do. A lot of times you know, it's sad because some people are born into families, but I think there's a bigger picture. And when they go into these families, they do these rituals on them and they totally abuse them. They split their personalities and put a wedge between them and their soul. And then these other entities step in. So that body is under control of something else. You know, the soul is up here trying to get in and it can't. And that body's been taken over. So there's a lot more to that. But, you know, some of these people are not human, you know, and you can tell by their actions. Forget about what people are saying right now. Look at their deeds. Look at what they do. There's so much nonsense going on, so much doublespeak and so much gossip and rumors. I'm getting the butt end of a lot of that. And nobody asked me, you know, nobody asked me, hey, what happened there? You know, nobody comes and talks to you and asks you. And you go, what? You know, the people really close to me will. They'll come up and say, I go, what? Are you kidding? Like this. And so then I have to go back and document the whole thing and then say, okay, this is what happened. This is how things unfolded. And almost every time it's like the things that people are making accusations about never happened. So they're just their own fears or whatever else they're projecting or blaming. But anyway, you'll see this has happened a lot right now, that everybody's projecting and blaming and doing their victim roles. And some people don't even know they're doing it. They're being used by, you know, they're being used by agencies and things like that. And they've been, you know, chipped and other things have happened to them. And they're not even in control of that anymore. I mean, they're fighting a battle and some of them lost it. They lost that battle. They're doing the best they can. Let me see. I've got a few more. Is Putin still considered a white hat and a light worker? If so, why does he threaten nuclear strikes? You know, basically he's setting a boundary and he's saying, if you attack our country, you know, we're going to consider an attack. And you need to be really wise about what you're doing and look at your leadership and look what they're doing behind the scenes and look at where all your resources and money is going. It's not going to the infrastructure. It's not going to help the people. You know, it's definitely not going to clean up Florida or help Floridians and Floridians. It's going into their pockets, period. This is just a giant slush fund. That's all it is. Until we figure that out, war is a racket. You know, there's books written about that. And until we figure that out, you know, we're going to keep doing it. And so we need to just finally figure that out. And we will see it very soon. We're going to see really clearly the racket going on and what it's all about. So it's not at all what the news is telling you. And whoever they're trying to demonize is probably a white hat. That's all I can say is, like, if the news is demonizing them, they're probably a white hat, undeniable. But let me see. How many years of crap, financial struggle, wars, famine, death, disease there do we have to live through before things start to get better? Universal law, et cetera. I think it's coming to a head. I think once this other system goes down, when the tyrants, this is the tyrants' last waltz, basically. And when they implode and collapse in on themselves, and they are, that's going to open the door. And what people are going to see is beyond your imagination. I mean, they already have this technology. They have the Star Nation technology. They have replicators. They have anti-gravity. They have counter-gravity. They have fearless energy. They have healing technologies beyond your wildest dream. There's no reason for poverty. There's no reason for sickness. There's no reason for any of this stuff. This is all perpetuated by the people that are, you know, the war and disease profiteers. Once they go down, this other stuff is going to come out, and there's going to be a total change in everything. You know, the farming, the way we grow food, the supply system, the chemicals are going to go out. The harmful chemicals are not going to be manufactured anymore. Everything is going to change. It's going to shift. And I think it's going to happen really fast, but this other thing has to come down. And when it comes down, it's going to open the gate to a quantum leap in consciousness. So you won't see poverty anymore. You won't see people, you know, wanting for nothing. And when you're awake, you simplify anyway. You don't need all that stuff. You're just happy, period. You know, and you want to spend time in nature and exploring and meditating and making your own connection, you know, so you don't need all that trinkets, you know, once you wake up. Okay. James, thank you for all you do. Can you speak out books that you've read and I can recommend my books? I would definitely read my books. I mean, they're like straight up some of the clearest books I've ever, and it took me a long time to bring that information in and clarify it and solidify it. And you know, Peter Slatter's got some great books out there. Mary Rodwell has some great books out there. I'm trying to think of other ones out there. There's a lot of good books out there that are done by people that their heart's in the right place and they have impeccable integrity. I'm trying to think of others, but it'll come to me. But I stopped reading books because I wanted to bring my own information in without it being tainted by other people's stuff, you know, and stories. So, anyway, yeah, I just look up Peter's books, look up Mary Rodwell, there's quite a few others out there. I think Barbara Lamb has some good stuff about what's going on with the abduction stuff. And there are some good books out there, but just remember, it's a controlled narrative right now, especially the field of ufology. It's an extremely controlled narrative. And the real information is coming through sources like I just talked about. The rest are just, you know, it's entertainment. And they even say that, yeah, we're just entertainment. You know, we're getting a check and we have a following and we're for entertainment, you know. So my question about the Schumann resonance, what does it mean and how does it affect us? Is this something we need to monitor frequently? Mahalo. Definitely keep an eye on the Schumann resonance. I would look at the solar sites, you know, to find out what the sun's doing. There's a lot of sites to keep an eye on because the Schumann resonance is just off the scale. Every time it's off the scale, it's creating a quickening. It's affecting the bioelectric fields around the body. The sun is doing that as well. The sun is activating your DNA. It's creating a lot of changes in the weather. It's changing a lot of earthquakes and volcanic activity are around the solar flares. And so when the flare hits, it's going to affect the bioelectric fields. And so people are really sensitive. We'll feel the gamma rays, which is seventh dimensional consciousness. They'll feel that first. And then as it comes down through the vibrational continuum, it'll get stronger and stronger. And when it hits Earth, finally, about 3 days after, you have all kinds of severe weather and earthquakes and volcanic activity. And so the moon has a lot to do with that, the position of the moon. When you add all those together, you know, you're going to have a lot of changes. So I definitely keep an eye on Nisara, Jisara versus Ascension, which one comes first? Again, I don't think you can put that into an individual thing. There's a lot of people that are already doing abundance. There's a lot of people that are just simplifying and breaking away, which brings abundance. Ascension, there's a lot of people that are already pulling from, you know, up to the 13th dimension, 11th dimension consciousness, and they're still here in a physical body. They're just walking through the dregs of time, you know, waiting for us to get it, helping us out. You know, that's it. It's you can't really do a blanket answer on that one, because it's each individual is doing something differently. And a lot of us incarnated to do something differently. So I would look at that. We're almost out of time. We have some time left here. It says, next question. I've been getting some scattered info about timeline shifts and some weird portals that are opening now. Also been sending light energy to the pyramids of the world to amplify healing and love energy and clarification. Any clarification you can give is appreciated. Okay, that one is, you know, that's another one. That's a whole show in itself. But there are, the Palladians talked about folding time. So they would get us through a lot of these changes much quicker. And that's been going on. I've been jumping all over the place myself, and constantly I'm going, where am I? You know, Lord, what day is this? And things like that. There's a lot of that is happening as we speak. So, and the pyramids are all activating, the whole planet's activating right now. So yeah, whatever anybody can do to send love and light and joy and bliss to the planet, and and give thanks to all the light workers, seen and unseen, that are helping. It's much appreciated, you know, especially the white hats, because they're really up against it right now. So we really need to say a lot of prayers to them, and you know, send them good juju, because some of the things they're experiencing are way out of their pay grade, and they weren't ready for this. And for them to walk into that shows total incredible character, you know. So my hat's off to them. We just got a few minutes left, not even that. But the last one is, this will be our last question. Do ETs have souls? Of course they have souls. Animals have souls. The rock has a soul. You know, this is going to be, plants talk, you know. Plants are conscious. ETs, I'll tell you what, let me explain this. Okay, the unified field, whatever you want to call it, the unified field of consciousness and energy, and we all exist in this unified field. And these ETs are using more of that unified field. That's the only difference between them. And the lower levels of the astral realm, which is actually a higher frequency, but in the lower levels, there are some very nasty beings in there, and disfigured beings and demonic beings, and all that stuff is in the lower astral level. And they can't create. They just suck off everybody else's energy, and they create as much chaos and pain and suffering as they can. They feed off of that. And you've got the reptilians, the Gray Alliance, and you've got the royal reptilians and serpent beings, all that stuff in there. And so they all have souls, but they're not operating from universal law. They're screwed up, you know, and they're not in touch with the creator. You know, they can't get light from creator. They try to just take it from others. And so that's a real mess. And those veils are coming down, and we're starting to see that, what's going on. And I'd say you freak out if you went to a battlefield, or if you went even hospitals and things, these entities that are feeding off the cancer and the pain and the suffering and the fear and everything. They're there. You can't deny it unless you're totally dumbed down and have no sensitivity whatsoever. You can feel it. And it's really hard being in those energies, but they all have souls. So anyway, there are a lot of degenerate ETs and that low level. And when you get up into the higher astral levels, you have just good people that are reincarnating. Then you have guides and teachers. Then you go through the psychic barrier and you're in the fifth dimension. And that's where you have the masters and teachers and people that are off the wheel. And so a lot of these ETs coming now are off the wheel. They're 5D on up. And they're here to help in the ascension process and the planetary awakening and healing. And they're coming in big time right now. And if you're clairvoyant, you're going to start seeing them. You're going to feel somebody's in the room and you look over and you'll see a flash of light or you'll see a silhouette or things like that. And you're going to start seeing them. They're getting closer and closer and they're coming stronger and stronger. So, but yeah, they're definitely, they definitely have souls and some of their souls are more connected to Creator. And we can do the same thing. We can expand in awareness, expand in consciousness, and become closer to Creator. And most of them are in service to the Creator within all creation. So, which the next question, do they believe in God? Yes, they do, but it's a different concept of what it is. It's not a little old man with a beard and a laptop taking notes. It's far beyond that. So, and you know, we're part of creation right now that needs help. And we really got off track and they're helping us to get back on track again. And so, you know, all we got to do is rise to the occasion, make our own personal connection with Creator and focus on love and joy and bliss. And sometimes we're going to have to set some firm boundaries and not participate in this other nonsense and to get through these times. And if something's in front of you and you need to deal with it, deal with it. You can't run away from this. We all got to play our parts. So on that note, we're out of time, unfortunately. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make this go viral, pass it on. People really need to hear this information so we can get through these times. So anyway, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and watch your dreams and watch the energy around you and do clearings, and we'll get through. Anyway, good night. Hi, everyone.